Well, Steph, you did it. And BBC Radio Cambridgeshire Player of the Season, very, very well deserved, because without you, those tries wouldn't have gone in, and you made some fantastic, crucial scores yourself.
Thanks, Jacko. It's been hard work. It's been a roller coaster season for us, and to get on top today is emotionally draining and physically draining, and we're just happy to be on top, man. And we'll celebrate this tonight, but we know the hard work lies ahead in the summer, but we're definitely celebrating this tonight.
Covered in champagne, beer and all sorts. It's just the most fantastic day. The weather was fabulous. The day's been brilliant. The right result in the end, despite the blip last week. There was never much doubt, was there?
There was always doubt in our minds. We knew Dorking were going to bring it today, and they certainly did, I can tell you that much. To get the victory in the way we did it today, it's pretty special. I thought, if you look at the game, actually, it's a very clinical performance from us today. We needed to do what we did. We did what we needed to do in the first 20, raised the tempo, and after that, we just needed to kill the game off. So, really good victory for us today, and it's pretty irrelevant what happened last week, really, in terms of in the bigger scale of things. So, congratulations to Barry on that, but we won the league today, so I don't really care at the minute.
A word, if you will, about Albert Portsmouth. Hat-trick today just cemented his position as the top try scorer in the country, and he did it in style.
Yeah, Albert's been a phenomenal player, and he's grown within the leadership group as well, so he's really stepped up in that sense. It's got to all the other things have got to fall in place before you can score the tries, mate. So yeah, credit to him. He's got to put himself in that position, and he hopefully he can do the same next year. Albert's a great player and a great bloke as well.
Fantastic base to work from for next season. Good portion of the squad will be here. There will be additions, there will be departures, but that's the nature of sport.
Exactly. People always leave clubs and people always stay. If we can get the core of the squad together, what we're doing, we'll be fine. It's going to be incredibly hard work next year, like I said. So we've got those players sticking around, and hopefully Ross, the new guy, can add some new things to our game plan for next season, and we'll look at that come next week, actually. So, yeah.
It pretty much starts straight away, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You've got to take the victory. If you don't start straight away, you're gonna get stuck next year, because National One is the toughest league in the country. So we'll enjoy the victory. The beer will taste sweet tonight, but we'll take it heads on again next week.
And you'll come in on Wednesday night with a trophy on Sports Hour.
Yeah, I will. If Chris just stops giving me jib for getting yellow cards, I'll come in, yeah. But I'll definitely come in, mate. Yeah, cheers.
Thank you. Well done, Steph.
Cheers. Thanks, Stephen.